all of the teenage boys down at the hamburger shack say, "No onions," when Jillian takes their orders. Ketchup is fine, as are mustard and relish. Pickles on the side are all right as well. But when you're in love, when you're so fixated you can't even blink, you don't want onions. And it's not to ensure that your kiss will stay sweet. Onions wake you up. They rattle you and snap right through you and tell you to get real. Go find someone who'll love you back. Go out and dance all night, then walk through the dark, hand in hand, and forget about whoever it is who's driving you mad. Those boys at the counter are too dreamy and young to do anything but drool as they watch Jillian. And to her credit, Jillian is especially kind to them, even when Ephraim, the cook, suggests she kick them out. She understands that theirs might be the last hearts she'll break. When you're 36 and tired, when you've been living in places where the temperature rises to 110 and the air is so dry you have to use gallons of moisturizer, when you've been smacked around late at night by a man who loves bourbon, you start to realize that everything is limited, including your own appeal. You begin to look at young boys with tenderness, since they know so little and think they know so much. You watch teenage girls and feel shivers up and down your arms. Those poor creatures don't know the first thing about time or agony or the price they're going to have to pay for just about everything. And so Jillian has decided that she'll come to her niece's rescue. She'll be Kylie's mentor as she leaves childhood behind. Jillian has never felt this attached to a kid before. To be honest, she's never even known any, and she's certainly never been interested in anyone else's future or fate. But Kylie brings out some strange instinct to protect and to guide. There are times when Jillian has found herself thinking that if she had had a daughter, she would have wanted her to be like Kylie, only a little more bold and daring, a bit more like Jillian herself.